Hello, good evening, everyone, and Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, January 3rd, 2014. It is Friday night, so that means it's paranormal, sounds like sci-fi night. We have a wonderful program planned for you this evening, but first I have a couple of announcements. On January 5th, which is this coming Sunday, Ron will have his four-hour annual New Year's call where he brings in the energies of each of the 12 coming months of 2014. And it's a wonderful call, so I suggest you all get on that if you can. The January intensives begin on Saturday, January 11th. That's the four-hour call where you get to charge 7 bottles of water to keep you going all week. And then the following Sunday, the 12th, then the 19th and 26th of January are the 8-hour healing intensives. And these are healing calls for your body where you get to actually go to Creation Lightship and experience healing by the light beings. And another announcement for February, Ron will be in L.A. at the Conscious Life Expo at the LAX Hilton on February 7th, 8th, and 9th. So if anyone lives nearby or can travel in to meet Ron, it's a wonderful experience. And I'm sure as we get closer, we'll all talk more about that. We have a wonderful co-host coming on the show with us tonight, Nikki, who's going to keep going on the subjects from last Friday and ask whatever other questions she would like of Ron. And before Ron comes on, everyone is welcome to open up their picture of the light being, which can be found on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And when he comes on the air, he'll activate that for all of us with peace energy. So welcome, everyone. And now I'll say welcome, Ron, to the show.
Hi, everybody. So another day. So here we go. Let's eye the light being. And just bring it up on your monitor screen. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. And just before we welcome Nikki to come on the show, could you do that clearing of for everyone if we had stress this week? Because even I didn't have a full work week, and I experienced a lot of stress this week. So I was wondering if you could clear everybody as it's Friday night.
Okay, sure. So here we go, everybody. If you have any stress situations, here we go. So you have to think of what you encountered or what encountered you. So 1, releasing it. 2, this one incident. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so let's see how that works for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, Anna, Ron, thank you. As always, that felt wonderful. Did you have anything else you want to talk about or announce before we invite Nikki to come on the show?
No, just that, what I could say, if you're having weather that's kind of not too good or well for you, you know, due to some timeline crashes. I know a lot of people back east now are dealing with some pretty rough storms, and it's getting colder, so do that. And that could change the outcome of where you are, so just give that a shot. I think it's $20 per week. You can do a lot of timeline crashes for that. And you must just put in, you know, a situation that would work. So that, you know, on a timeline. You can also do the gray sky clearing, too. That one is free. But both of them work really well together. Remember, you want to get off the timeline of poor weather and the way it's affecting you or maybe, you know, your surrounding house area. So if you do a timeline crash, you may want to put in maybe just your address where you're living, and that way it'll be clear around your house. You know, some people say, well, gee, what if I put in my whole city? Well, you may have a gigantic city, and, you know, that could possibly make it more personal and just, you know, do it from where you are right now, you know, where you're living, you know, your house, what you want to, you know, have cleared out. So that's how I would do that clearing for the timeline crashes. So I guess we'll bring Nikki on here. So, Nikki, are you out there?
I certainly am. And I really like doing timeline crashes. It seems to be a really good way of really getting to the bottom of a lot of stuff that isn't too that I don't really want in my life. I think the very first one I ever did was the satellite timeline crash. It was the first thing that I did when I first got on the site and decided I was going to try it out, and it changed my life. I basically put the program on, and then I realized it was going to be on for 10 hours, so I couldn't stay awake any longer. I went to sleep, and I woke up a totally different person, just calm. And calmness was something that wasn't in my life at that time. And so then I went on and it got my attention, but I went on and did the emotional clearing. And I have the unlimited option on that, so I do that every few days. And what some of the others that I really find do a lot of good for me in particular are the Mind Loop 1. And I do that, I'm sure I run that at least once a week. And I also do curses, hexes, and spells on a pretty regular basis. So those are the ones I really like to do. But that timeline crashing is pretty important.
Yes, thank
Great.
You so much for sharing that, Nikki. And I'm just curious because, you know, as Ron has said himself, there are just so many clearings on the website. Did you get an intuitive hit about which ones you needed first, or, you know, how did you decide which ones to do when you first found Ron? I'm just curious.
Well, I did the satellite one because it was free and I was broke. That's why I did that. But,
right.
And it got my attention so much that, you know, I just saved up until I could do the emotional one. And I don't think I did the Mind Loop one next, but it was one that I always wanted to do. I think I did the practitioner Mind Loop mind one first,
right,
because I'd been a massage
dark arts
there.
Yeah, dark arts practitioner clearing. That's a really good one. I've done that too.
Yeah, I felt like I really needed to do it because I'd been in the healing profession.
Mhm.
And wanted to survive it, seeing as I was mm-hmm. over 60.
Right, right. Well, wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, because I think that's, you know, that's interesting. I think people are curious about things like that, you know, like what you did first and how it's affected your life. And that's terrific. I'm glad that you've had healing from Creation Lightship, as so many of us have. So we'll let you take the floor, Nikki. We really enjoyed having you on last Friday, and I hope you enjoyed doing it. I assume you did, since you agreed to come back again. So and we'll just let you take it away. And I did read what you sent in, and all your questions are great. So just, you know, make them as short as you can for Ron. So, because he's so in the moment that too many words get him all, you know,
yes, I know.
Kerfunkled.
Some of them were
so,
pretty long.
But please go ahead and whenever
so,
you're ready.
Okay. One of my really big questions is, in the very, very beginning, how did darkness get created if it doesn't have any source in it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that question asked quite often because people don't understand it. And I don't always understand it either, but the light never created darkness. So all that I can see is that maybe some people that were in or energies in the light could have switched over to become darkness, duality. That's a possibility. I see it more so that the darkness is its own separate universe, or maybe it grew into that. So what we have is a darkness universe and a light universe. And the basic difference is, if you're a new listener, is the light does not judge you, doesn't punish you, doesn't care, in a sense, what you're doing because it gives you free will, free choice. So everything opposite that is what the darkness does. It'll judge you. It'll punish you. You know, just look at what the Bible talks about, you know. Behave to those alien gods, otherwise they'll get you, you know. So
yeah.
The whole thing is that darkness energy does use light energy for its manifestation. So it does take spirits from people. Doctor, it can take a part of you, a body part. It can go and dig up DNA, which would have light still in it from your bones. And so it has all different ways to connect to light. And then it like grinds it all up, and I call it the dung pile, and puts those energies into a dung pile. And it can use that to do its own manifestations with. That's why people that are cloned here living do look sort of human, but they don't have much energy or hardly any energy at all. But the darkness does use that dung pile to do its manifestations. So that's kind of how I look at it, is that it could be, the waste products, we'll just say, from aliens. Unfortunately, kind of talking this way may not sound too good for a lot of people, but it does do that, and it creates from those energies. Now, where did the darkness, come from initially? I don't know. I just see it strictly as another energy source. Looking at it now, at the very beginning, it's hard to say what's happening, but as of right now, looking at it, what we have is an energy that, does strictly believe in taking away your free choice, free will. And unfortunately, that's what happened. So that's kind of where we are. And the light does not know darkness. So if you're kind of scratching your head, wondering why your light and why darkness attaches to you or connects to you, it's only because that's what it's designed to do. And so it's there to steal light, and it will come into your consciousness and talk to you. The people who do channeling, that's what they're channeling, is darkness energies. And like I always say, you could get great information, but what are you getting hooked up to afterwards? That's why we have that Curse of Texas spell clearing and also the dark side practitioner, so that you will not suffer from what's happened to you in the past by not knowing the difference. So to me, the whole thing is just strictly the energies of darkness, of something that wasn't created by the light, coming into your energetic system. And it's all around us here. It's in the planet and through the planet, on the planet. And what perpetrates it is people connecting outside of themselves to something that they know nothing about, but they think it's light. Remember, the only light you're ever going to have yourself that you can rely on is your own spirit, and that's light. So that's how you want to connect to your own personal light of the light consciousness, is like to do the mind-to-heart drop. So that's kind of what we talk about all the time for people, is to do that. And the whole thing is to stay heart-centered. And when you're in your heart, you don't really have any thoughts at all, which means that, you're at peace, and that's what source energy is, light energy is, would be peace energy. So, I guess back to you, Nikki. I don't know if I answered that question, because everybody normally wants to have, oh, this is where it came from, I got it. But it's kind of like going down the rabbit hole, and you know, you can go forever, and they'll give you more and more and more to trick you and to make you seek more outside of yourself. So you just got to kind of surrender and say, okay, it's here, and I don't want to be in it any longer, and I want to become more peaceful, which means that if you want to become more peaceful, then all you have to do is do the mind to heart drop, and then you're in light. It's that close to you. Back to you, Nikki.
Great. Well, I get that I need to, I really wanted to know where it came from, because I thought it had to have source in it at one time in order to be created. So I felt like whoever it was surrendered their source connection to make the darkness. And I can stop thinking about this and just stay in my heart and just realize that it's here. That might be a more appropriate way to go.
Yeah, and just keep it really simple and just know that you don't want to be there. And all you want to do is be in source energy.
Right. So, I know you said that everybody's looking for peace, but are they looking for it with their mind and finding that peace is too boring for them?
Yeah, it's possible, you know. If you look at it and you have everything and there's no opposition, that's the way you would be in source energy, you know. Everything would come to you automatically because you wouldn't have to think about it. It's there. So you don't have any judgment on what you're trying to create or look at or check out. So I think maybe some people, you know, want to have that emotional energy to feel like they're, you know, you can say, yeah, I'm alive, man. I went on a roller coaster ride and I got all these thrills. And nothing's wrong with that typically, but you know, as you start looking outside of yourself, they will give you more and more and more information to go down that rat hole. But, you know, the energy itself, if it stayed in its own sandbox, it would be fine. There's nothing wrong, typically, with the darkness energy if you're in darkness. But the darkness somehow wants to jump into the light because it probably knows that it's more secure there. And it feels better. So that's kind of the sad situation, is that some people get stuck and they get trapped into the darkness because they want to have an experience. And the darkness may have wanted to have an experience of peace because they got tired of having duality. So if you look at it that way, that's another way, like it was already there. And why does the darkness come into the universe of light? And that's only because it probably wants to have peace, along with it wants to steal that source energy, which can never be, terminated. It can be dampened somewhat, and it can be sliced and diced, you know, we'll say, where it's not as potent, but it's still light. So the whole process is, you know, the darkness, and people may have wanted to have an emotional situation where it feels like they're living more. So that's probably why maybe people chose that a long time ago. And all that got stuck into your DNA, and now you're living their lives trying to get rid of this stuff so that you're able to have a much better lifestyle by getting it out of you. Back to you, Nikki.
Oh, great. Well, we kind of like to make it complicated, don't we? So one of the other things I'd like to do is understand how to have something happen in your life without you forcing your will on it to make it happen. I'm sort of wanting to understand the difference between forcing your will and having free will.
Oh, okay. That's a very good question. So we're used to using our mind as we think of something, and we want to use our mind energy to bring it forward so we can have a validation of something. Well, the source energy works the same way. But you don't use mind, so you don't have any real opposition. And all you do is just kind of sit back and relax and go to your heart. And then your manifestations will tend to take place on the timelines. Unfortunately, we have to go into sometimes the darkness timelines to bring forth things because the people that we're dealing with are in darkness. So it's kind of be like, you know, you could say, gee, you know, I want to live my life and be free of money, so I don't want to have any money. And then when it gets time to eat, you will find out that you probably will need money to eat. So you really can't get rid of it, and darkness is here. So all you do is connect with the source energy of light and go to your heart. And you may have to take, put one toe into darkness to do your manifestation, but you're bringing light into the darkness. So you are running the energy, you know, from source energy, which is light. And when you bring it to yourself, then you're bringing in light without a whole lot of darkness attached to it. So you may have a little bit of darkness, but not what you'd normally have. And also, if you stay in light all the time, things will naturally come to you instantly, effortlessly. So you have to look at that, too. It's really hard to describe that because everybody's used to thinking of something to find that parking place, and they found one. They go, oh, yeah, great validation. This darkness system works wonderful. Law of cause and effect is always there, and I use it continuously. Well, you don't know if you're harming somebody to get that parking place. You know, somebody may be, you know, it's like the battle of the mind. You're using your consciousness to bring forth an event that you want to have. And so by doing so, then you're forcing someone else to do something. And in true life, it doesn't work that way. Everything comes to you. That's why you want to be on the now timeline. In the now, everything's available to you. So what's holding you back from being in the now? Well, it's your thoughts. It's your thoughts and your DNA. That's why you want to have clearing. So as you start getting rid of these darkness timelines, for instance, that are bringing you into darkness, then as you get rid of a lot of those, then you can be in the light timeline. And at some point, you're going to find, wow, this thing really is working nicely for me because I don't really have to take out a big effort. I'm just finding things happening. And that's kind of the way it works. So the two systems are very, very similar only because the darkness copied how the light works, but then they put a catch into it to abduct you, to take care of you, to haunt you, you know, so you can get something out of it with their energy system, and then you're connected to the trap. So both systems are pretty similar when you look at it, but they're completely different on the other hand. So you just stay on the timeline of light and, you know, plant your intentions there, and all of a sudden things will come to you at a much easier, effortless way and rate of it coming to you. Does that help you, Nikki?
Yes, it does. Because I do have some things I'd like to create or have happen in my life, and I'm trying to back my will away from it and just allow source to bring it to me. And it's kind of a different way for me to look at something. I guess my question is, you know, I kind of use the scientific aspect of mind to prove that things are actually happening in my life. And I'm not quite so sure that that has a whole lot of meaning at the moment. So I was looking, as I was writing these questions down today, I was looking at the word individual and looking at it and realizing it was in, divide, and dual. And I think that's very interesting because it's calling an individual a split duality. It does.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. Did you catch that, Ron? What she noticed in the one individual? Fascinating.
Yeah, it's something to take note of.
Yeah. It's sort of like our unalienable rights that you talk about sometimes.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we want to be individuals, and we want to be connected to Source, but it's almost like the dark side is trying to clamp onto us, right, and put some negativity onto the idea of being an individual.
Yeah, it's definitely given us two sides so that we're uncertain about where we're going. Yeah. So one of the things that you made it really clear to me last week was the distinction between the earth and the earth spirit. I don't think I looked at them as two separate things. And I was wondering do you see the spiritual history that talks about the golden ages of the earth could be from past earth spirits that were energizing the earth template?
Oh, yeah. That's a really good question. I have people who talk to me, and they go, Ron, I've been here for a long time, and normally when I do the clearings, we might go back to maybe up to 100,000 years. But somehow some people kind of feel like they've been here a long, long time ago with other life forms, and you know, but maybe that's why they possibly came back or something, you know. But they've been here for, you know, eons of time, and maybe not a human life form. Because we don't know what's here. So what happens is every 2,000 years, the whole planet, every 2,000 years, is recreated according to the last blueprint. If the Earth spirit chooses to recreate that part in the blueprint. So let's just hypothetically say that... how could I use here? We'll say that the landmass, which now is in the Gulf there, you know, where the water is, we'll just say that the landmass between, we'll just say the end of Mexico there and Florida was all one landmass, you know, say 2,000 years ago, but it wasn't. But we'll go back and we'll say 4,000 years ago it was. And somehow, because of that, the Earth spirit wanted to change the way the Earth looked, change the way the pattern is, the way its blueprint was, and it decided to now have more water, so it would create that. Well, there'd be no real record anywhere of that. On the light ship, there would be, but as far as with people, because it was recreated, they wouldn't know that, yeah, that whole landmass was there. So, and it could be true of maybe some of the mountains. Maybe the mountains are all brand new in the last, say, 4,000 years, even though they can go back further, you know, when they do carbon dating and stuff. But, you know, they can go back for maybe a million years or so. But maybe at some point what they're looking at wasn't really here. They're thinking that everything is linear and that they don't look at the 2,000-year cycles. And we know that different maybe people, cultures, groups, races, societies have actually left here. They found traces of them, maybe in bones, but they couldn't find any graves or anything else. Maybe they found some baskets hanging around, but the people weren't here. And so what happened to them? Did they all get abducted, or did they just happen just to leave? And there's no remnants of them. So the whole thing is every 2,000 years is recreated. You may have been here, let's just say, 2 million years ago, and it was a whole different lifestyle here. But maybe there's humans like us here 2 million years ago, you know? And maybe we were all in light. Maybe we didn't know about darkness. But in this particular venue now, we have that because the darkness has corrupted the earth energy and the earth spirit. And that's why the earth spirit is brand new right now, coming in untainted. And so it'll start to change and look at its blueprint and reintegrate with that. But the whole thing is, everything is changeable. And what you have seen before, we even know that about timelines. If you look and a car drops in next to you or people drop in next to you as you're walking or driving your car and all of a sudden someone appears, well, what is that? that's the timeline coming in that is brand new. So nothing here is necessarily stone and solid, because things get changed by the aliens. So the Earth Spirit is now collecting the blueprint of its old creation that it had and trying to weed out the darkness. Does that help you? And I guess the difference is that the Earth Spirit is the size of the Earth, but it has its own particular blueprint of itself, and then it has to incorporate and, like, move into a mold, which is what the Earth is now. That's the way it kind of works. Everything gets energized. And now it's finding out that where it used to be, we'll say, which it has really no record of, because it is strictly in the now, but it's finding out that it's corrupted. And that's what we're looking at now, is having the Earth Spirit come more fully into the parts that are corrupted, which would be darkness, that it never created, and it's coming forth to bring forth its blueprint of its planet that would have been stolen the first of the year here. Oh, I know I went in different directions there. Does that help you, Nikki?
Yeah, that's very interesting. So with these Earth Spirits, these prior Earth Spirits, did they have the same kind of energy as our present Earth Spirit?
Well, we could check that out. So, let's bring in the Earth Spirit energy. This only works live right now for people listening. So we'll bring in the Earth Spirit that was here before the Spirit Now came in. So the one that is here now is manifested this planet for 4 billion years. So we're going to go before that time with the other Earth Spirit that was here, and we'll bring forth that blueprint, and we'll go to the light ship and bring in... I'll bring down to you the energy of that Earth Spirit energy, and you can see what it's like. So if you want to do this, you can. I don't know what's going to happen. It should feel pretty good, I would think. It should be a lot more peaceful, and I would think anyway. Anyway, we'll just give it a shot here. So here we go. I didn't want to make it sound like, you know, maybe the aliens really came here, you know, and there's an alien world of darkness, but I don't think it was. But here we go. If it was, it won't come in. So here we go. So one, I don't want it here. Two, okay, so here's the Earth Spirit of over 1.4 million years ago. Or this Earth Spirit now took over the planet, we'll say. And recreated it in its own particular energy system. So here we go, bringing in the older Earth Spirit. So one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, it does feel a lot different to me. I feel like maybe more hydrated, maybe more moisture in the air, a different type of oxygen. So that's my sensation right now. What do you ladies sense?
I feel very excited.
Interesting. Interesting. I felt very calm and almost like there's a, I don't want to say heavy energy in a negative way, but almost like something is on me. Does that make sense? Like, I just felt a very strong energy come, like, onto my body.
Yeah, I really enjoy this excited feeling I have. It's just, like, vibrant.
Do you think we were more connected to that Earth Spirit than we are connected to the present Earth Spirit? And is that why we're feeling it so strongly, Ron?
What I would think is that you're feeling more light energy.
Uh-huh.
And so you're feeling, remember, the elements that created your body with this energy that's here now, maybe your body's being rejuvenated with more of that spirit energy that was not here previously. Remember, we went back to a whole different cycle, and in a sense, I could use the word timeline. So we went back to a whole different timeline event, although that's probably the wrong word to use, but kind of keep it consistent to the shows, we could use that. Where the earth spirit that we have now, at least right now, has a certain energy to it. Now, maybe the difference, if we went back, we'll just say a million years ago, maybe it would be very similar to what we have right now with, the previous one. But what I think it's doing is energizing more of the purity and the elements in our body and bringing forth a lot more energy. That's probably why you might even feel a little heavy, possibly because your body now is absorbing a frequency that it's never had before of light.
It's pretty exciting. I really like the feeling.
That feels great.
Someone else on the fast chat is saying that they also feel heavy. Someone says, I feel more fluid. That's interesting. That I would say is a feeling more connected, too.
Uh-huh.
Terrific. Well, you have often said, Ron, that when our spirits are fully in our bodies, when you've done that for us, we do feel a little heavier. And I think that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. Because as you get more spirit energy in you, you do feel heavy. Remember, when you're out of your body, you feel light. So once you understand that, then you know that, yeah, wow, you know, I feel heavy because I'm more in my body. Switching that over is that you have more spirit with you. And that's kind of the way I would sort of look at it. So you're probably feeling, you know, a lot different right now. We'll just see how people feel. Boy, our show's coming to an end shortly. Wow, this thing went really quick.
Yeah, it's
so
amazing.
What else do you have there, Nikki?
Well,
I have
to
come back
you,
next Friday. Wow.
I wanted to talk about how I feel like I got a purpose, but it might take too long.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. That's a wonderful question. I think that people either feel in this life. Well, first of all, I wanted to say thank you, Ron, for that experience. That is just amazing. And people on the fast chat are really enjoying it as well. Yes.
Can you stay there? Okay, let's leave it to, well, the people on the East Coast, it's, getting close to, close to midnight. So let's, we'll leave this energy here for us. Let's see. How about 10 a.m. tomorrow, whatever time zone you're in, okay? So I'll leave it here until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds lovely, Ron.
Great.
And you may get a lot of healing.
Wow, thank you.
And I'd like everybody, if you did feel, just please send us something on Sheila's question. This is quite something. I mean, it's just something that I never thought about doing, so thank you, Nikki, for bringing that up.
Well, that I've always felt that it's, my job as a co-host, and Nikki's really done that to try to bring up the right questions so that more Ron can bring forth more, because he can't just sit around and wonder what do we want to know, but if we ask him the right questions, then it comes up, and I think that this is a great example of that we got a lot of wonderful new information and a new experience, Ron. Thank you. Before you go on, Nikki, because I do want you to go on to your next question, I just want to share some of what our listeners are saying. Someone said, I feel more male energies and power. And that's a woman, by the way. Someone said, my arms are buzzing. Someone said, this feels very serious. Somebody else said, I think my vision got better. Somebody said, I feel a lot of warmth and heat in different parts of my body. So, yeah, I think people are really feeling this, Ron, and thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I would think also. Yeah, it's. I think we're going to have some wonderful healings tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, from these energies. So that's kind of what I think. Because the body, this is brand new to the body.
Right.
My body is very excited, and it's very happy.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
I could just curl up and laugh. This is really wonderful.
So
a little extra bonus
for a
coming
here
on the show.
So in case somebody's wondering, you know, like, why isn't the newer spirit bringing us this energy? That's probably what I would think people might ask. Well, it's bringing in what it has created for us. And so it doesn't necessarily go into the past to look for things that maybe it's missing. Okay? And, you know, this is another way of looking at things. So the Earth Spirit is perfect the way it is, and very possibly the alien codes, okay, that people have now may be contaminating our physical body. And the older spirit, we'll say the older one now, doesn't know about those codes, and maybe as another way to enter into the physical body energetic system. So remember, the dark side could be checking the Earth spirit out that's here now and go, oh, we just got to tweak this little thing here and push this button, you know, and move this lever, and they're never going to get this here from this new Earth spirit. Well, the old one doesn't know about any of this. And remember, that light doesn't judge. So that's kind of a way I'm trying to describe this to you. But I don't want anybody to fault the Earth spirit, like, why didn't it come in with this energy? It just can't. It's living its own creation. So that's what I was saying. You might have some wonderful healings tonight because of this brand new energy coming forth. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you ladies here.
Well, I think that's really great, because the Earth spirit, our current Earth spirit, it has a lot of dross to basically burn out of the way so we can feel Source. And I think this, yeah, I like this. I like this feeling very much. So I'd like to talk about purpose, because when I came to this Earth this time, the first time, might have come before, but I came because I felt the energy, and it felt like a good place to visit. So I got here, and I got a body, and that body had a mind. And then I started looking at the mental mess that was out there, and I think that what happened is that I started using my mind to fix up the alien mess that was there. And
I'm sorry, Nikki. What did you say about the alien mess? You used your mind to what?
To fix up the alien mess.
Okay, fix it. I'm sorry.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And from that, I see that this was when the aliens could start amplifying my fixer-up DNA. Because I'm guessing at that time that my heart was pretty strong, but I must have been allowed to think I could outwit them. But I didn't have any history to know how bad the aliens were. So I think that was how I gradually got sucked into their game. So what developed from all this was my purpose. Because when I was born in this lifetime, I knew immediately that I was here to make this world a better place. And this compulsion just manifested itself in many ways in my life. And, you know, I became a spiritual dilettante and a New Age practitioner, and my obligation really forced me to do my purpose and strive to be on like a leading edge of consciousness growth. And what happened is that Ron came along and he said that purpose was, these are my words, not Ron's, was New Age crap. And this was a kind of a big one for me to swallow, but my heart let it hang around. And I had spent a lot of time really looking at intuition, and I felt that my desire to improve the quality of life was really who I was, because this compulsion had just followed me everywhere. So now what I'm looking at is that I was trying to find out why I got this so-called purpose. And I really feel that it must have happened when I first came to Earth, however many thousands of years ago, and started fixing her up. So I got a fix-her-up kind of purpose. What I want to know, Ron, is this how purpose got started?
Very good question. Yeah, I think a lot of people could understand what you're talking about, too. Like, you know that it wasn't right here, but you came anyway, you know, and hoping that you could bring enough energy in to change it. I would say that could probably be it, is looking for something better and to have, your own spirit energy, which you had outside of here, which is probably a lot stronger, or maybe... Remember, your body dilutes it out. So maybe if you could be invisible right now without a body, you know, you couldn't do anything whatsoever. But if you could, you know, and this is how you'd be looking at the Earth here, but if you could come in and have a body that wasn't contaminated with your spirit, with all of its horsepower, then it would probably could do a lot. So you probably saw it, you know, in that frame of reference as, wow, this place here isn't really too good, and I can probably come in to do something. Maybe you did a sightseeing tour here, and you go, wow, that doesn't seem right to me. But that's probably what a lot of people feel. Like they got here because they have a purpose, but once you get here, then you get stripped of all of your stuff, and you have a body, and you go, wow, this body is contaminated. And how do I work with a contaminated body? Because it's very, very difficult to do that because you have all this stuff you have to overcome first. And the dark side just goes, well, we'll just use this person and tell them they got a purpose. And then you're trying to do things outside of yourself all the time. And then you get on that highway of, you probably get resentful after a while, I would think, because nothing seems to be working the way you think it should. And then from there, it's right. Like, geez, you know, I'll just give up. But in the meantime, you spent a lot of your spirit energy attempting to fix something, and your corrupted body just couldn't handle the frequency of your spirit, and that's what happens. So hopefully I answered that question. We could probably, maybe if you want to come back next week, since our show's coming to a close here. Wow, this show went by really, really fast.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, so if you want to come in again next week, and maybe we'll continue on with that question, and maybe see what other people are feeling too. But I'm sure that kind of what I said might mean something to some of you out there. Even myself, I go, man, I didn't expect to get involved with aliens that much. I knew they were here, but it's like, well, what's next? You know.
Right.
So back to you, Nikki.
Yeah. Well. Thank you very much. I know we're at the end of the show, and if I can come up with some more questions for next Friday, that will be great.
Okay, Nikki. Yes, it's been just a pleasure having you on, and Ron, thank you so much for these energies, because someone commented that as the time is going by, they're feeling it more strongly, and I realize that's happening to me as well.
Me too.
Yeah. It's like
the energy is really it's it's hard to describe it, you know, but yeah, I feel the same way. It's an empowerment or energy that the body is used to having a long time ago with the elements. So remember, it's working on your elements of your body. So it'll be interesting to see what people sense and feel afterwards. But, you know, that's why I'll leave it here till 10 o'clock in the morning. 10 a.m. it'll be taken away, and wow, you might have some miracle healings happening. We'll see what happens. Maybe we could talk about it on tomorrow's show, too.
That will be great. Thank you so much, Ron.
Okay, you're very welcome. So thanks for, you know, kind of prompting that, you know.
Great.
Okay, yeah. So thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Ron.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Nikki. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week. If you'd like to come on, we'll be delighted to have you. And our next...
We got our special call Sunday.
Sunday, and we have a radio show tomorrow night.
That are going to be here. You're going to get a little sample of those so you can plant your seeds of attention. That the call is a $20 conference call. It starts at 1 Pacific time, and we'll be doing water charging on it also for people. And it'll just be that'll be at the very end of the call, the last hour. So it should run. It should be a four-hour call for us here. And it could possibly maybe go over. I can't swear that or say that for sure, but it could be. It could if we get into energies that we need to have longer. But typically, we'll plan for a four-hour call. So, everybody, blessings. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Anne. Wow, this is great.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, we'll see you later, everybody. Blessing.
Good night, all.
Good night.